Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy like myself for 4 years, and validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Because guess what, y'all? You might not be crazy. It might be me. It might be your ex-boyfriend. It might be your current boyfriend. It might be your current girlfriend, your wife. Blah, 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 blah. Today's episode is going to be about why it gets worse every time you take a narcissist back. Why does it get worse every time you go back? Why? Because every time you go back to a narcissist without consistent change behavior, that narcissist thinks that you are okay with how they previously treated you. Every time, let me repeat that one more time. Every time you take a narcissist back on the premise of them not even saying I'm sorry, just like some time has went by, or they promise you to change, or this, that. Every time you take that person back, you're accepting that person's behavior as is. Especially over no time has passed. Like, I know people goes like, Lee, you're victim blaming. This is not me literally not victim blaming. This is giving you the mindset of a narcissist. If you think this is victim blaming, you need to stop the video right now. Because this is the mindset right there. It gets worse. It does get worse because what is the narcissist mindset? Like, what more can they get away with? What more can I get away with? This person has forgiven me for some of the most heinous things on this planet. This person has consistently forgiven me for stuff that I know I wouldn't forgive them for. There's no way in hell I would ever forgive them for doing this stuff. If they did the same thing to me, I would never forgive them. But this person is so willy-nilly, so nice, so empathetic, such an empath that they think that they are just forgiving me. Cool. They're going to take advantage of you for a very, very long time, and they're going to enjoy taking advantage of you. They're going to enjoy it, y'all. Literally. They are. Because they think you're okay with it. Some people get a sick, sinister high of getting away with stuff that they shouldn't get away with. They will smile. Look, they will cry. They will like beg you, plead you. But if you give them a hug and take them back, they'll be smiling behind your back like, yes, gotcha. And then they'll clap the cheeks real good, get you nice back in there, and then you're done. Then you're literally done. Like, how much time do you have to waste? Like, literally. I'm not going to look up the stats right now because the stats are irrelevant to me right now. But they're not irrelevant, but they're not as important as they need to be for me to look them up. Like, the average lifespan of a human being or whatever, you know, but the prime of your life is your 20s and your 30s. Some people are just like, well, leave, the times are changing. It's the 40s. So you go ahead and believe the prime of your life is the 40s. Go ahead and believe that. Some of y'all will waste your 20s and your 30s on giving people 19 chances. 20 chances for what? What have they done to deserve this? And you consistently taking people back without real apologies. Y'all, them saying, you know, I love you is not an apology. That blows my mind. All somebody has to do is call you and tell you and say, you know, I love you. You know, I wouldn't do that again. That's not an apology. Is that an apology? Y'all taking back on that? You know, I love you. I wouldn't do that again. Or some time has went by. Like, look, I know it's been 3 months. I ain't talked to you. I miss you. I love you. Can we talk? That's not an apology either. You agree to talk to them because you think the time went by, they gonna change. No, time went by. They gave you a chance to forget about it. Y'all, take back your power, dear God, because some of this stuff could be like, I know, like, I be feeling bad for people who get into these relationships and they don't know what they're dealing with. They really don't. They just get into these relationships. They don't know what they're dealing with. But when they get the information, some of them was like, let this be known. Some of them will never get the information that you have in front of you. Some of them will never get the information that you have in front of you about narcissism and toxic people. Some people on this planet are going through the exact same thing as you or worse and will never have this information provided in front of them. You have it, but you continue to forgive the person.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That has to put you through the stuff. And I know the trauma bond exists. I know codependence exists. I know empaths exist. But I just like, it just blows my mind that you have this information and you choose not to act on it. It's just like, you know, having a $1 million idea and just putting it in your back pocket. Because you put it in your back pocket, your boyfriend might leave you. Your girlfriend might leave you. If you actually use this million dollar idea, you might lose your husband or your wife right now. You mean, to death do us part, right? The death of what? People say to death do us part. What death are we speaking of? Are we speaking physical death? Are we speaking emotional death? Because I feel like emotional death is a thing as well. Because if they emotionally kill you, can you not leave them? Can you not divorce them? That's fire right there, too. Let me write that down. To death do us part. You see, like, look, I love talking to y'all. Ooh, I love talking. I get to talking and to come out like that. To death do us part. What death are we talking about? Is it physical death or emotional death? Because they can kill you emotionally. Woo! Yeah, I know y'all love it too. Y'all love it when I get hyped like that, don't you? I know y'all love it when I get hyped like that. What, you know, till death, I'm writing that down to y'all. Till death do us part. That'll be a video. Yay! I got, ooh! That was a good one. That was a good one. Y'all can't say that wasn't a good one. But yeah, they will kill you mentally. And emotionally, what death are we speaking of, y'all? What death are you willing to take? You don't want all the deaths, physical, mental, emotional. You done then. Emotional death, die, replant that seed and grow. Guys, I know people are just like, one of the main things I see online nowadays is like, I keep seeing this meme or people keep seeing tagging me and this stuff. It's like, a narcissist's biggest fear is an educated empath. No, a narcissist's biggest fear is not an educated empath. It's a person who acts on their... A narcissist's biggest fear is somebody who exposes the threat of exposure and being with a person who actually acts on the thing, the information they provided in front of them and leaving them. That's a fear right there. Not an educated empath, because you can be an educated empath and stay in a toxic relationship because you think you know everything. You're like, I'm an educated empath now. I can handle this. Nope. Treated terribly. You're like, what happened? And I tell this to people all the time because... The same look, y'all. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and I know so much about narcissists, and I know so much about empaths and codependents and other cluster Bs. And this should be a very, very clear example to you that the same information that is provided to you, to the empaths, to the codependent people, is provided to the narcissistic people. They have the same information available too. We all have the same information in front of us as well. It's not just you with the information. Like you don't have a treasure trove of information that nobody else has. Do I have it too? You see how much information I have? Like, yeah, I didn't know any of this stuff before. Like I said, I didn't know narcissistic abuse existed before this day, before this time right now. Before I got on TikTok, I didn't know narcissistic abuse was a thing. I got on TikTok to help people get into therapy. That's what I wanted to do, help more men get into therapy, because that's all I wanted to do, because me myself was, I'm in therapy. You know, and then I learned about narcissism, the disorders, abuse and all the other stuff. It kind of opened my eyes and blew my mind at the same time. It's just crazy the way the world works, y'all. And that's why I say I want more people to go get help. I want more people to stand in their truth and more people to deal with this stuff. Like I'm telling y'all, you have this information in front of you. You have it in front of you. You have to act on it. What's the point of sitting on it? I'm gonna keep this in my back pocket for later on if they treat me badly and they treat you badly. And you keep it in your back pocket because you want to give them another chance because you love them. You love them so much. It gets worse, y'all. Physical, especially if there's some physical stuff involved, that physical stuff gets worse. They might beg, plead, and cry after they done put their hands on you. But that's because they don't want to get in trouble. They want to convince you not to tell or convince you that it's your fault. I've never been like this with anybody else. It was only you I'm like this with. Blah, 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 bloop, 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 bloop. You get it. Beep. Anyways, y'all, I have some one-on-ones here starting in like 30 seconds. I have to hop off of here. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm truly thankful for y'all because, you know, without y'all, I'm not me. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really truly appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And then on my podcast, peeps, you know, you got a few extra seconds with Lee Hammack because I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I'm thankful for y'all. Hit that 5-star for me on Apple Music if y'all listen to this on Apple Music. Apple Music. Thank y'all so much. Mental illness is out. Peace.